Yeah, I suppose, well, 3 years in a row in the Ulster final, you know, you know, we know each other inside out, you know, and having played in the league games, you know, as well, you know, and, you know, every day is different against Monaghan, you know, and it seems to be that whatever team reaches their potential on the day, you know, comes out with the victory. You saw in 2013, we just didn't cope with Monaghan's side of play and didn't get up to that level, you know, in 2014, we're back up to that level and we got the victory. So it's really a matter of focusing on our own performance and trying to increase that.
And I suppose the reality is kind of the shoe is on the other foot again this year, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose after us won in 2014, you know, Monaghan will feel that they've got that little bit of revenge, you know, but I suppose, as I say, both teams have tasted defeat and tasted success on Ulster final day, and nobody's going to want to taste that defeat again come Sunday. When you start off at the beginning of the year, you know, the Ulster final is the number one priority, and after the Ulster Championship finishes, you move your attention towards the All-Ireland. But, you know, an Ulster title in a year, whether it's your first, second, third or fourth, you know, it's massive for any player.
Does it take the pressure off? I know you had a second chance right through, but you get to an Ulster final, you have a second chance, you're just one game away from a quarter final anyway if you lose.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, in terms of the All-Ireland series, it makes your journey through that easier, you know, quite simply. It breaks it down to three games rather than having the fourth, you know, and indeed those extra games can be all the difference, especially when you hit quarter final or semi final stage.
But it's still the Sovereign Cross as medal that.
That's it, you know, those things will take the advantage of getting straight to a quarter final, you know, but the main thing is we're coming back with the Anglo-Celt Cup.